conditions for care shouldn't start with abstinence. That's like an unrealistic goal, like we've already talked about.
So talking a little bit more about harm reduction and what can be done to improve really what not only what's out there for individuals who are actively in different stages of addiction or recovery, but also to increase the level of prevention overall right now. What do you think could be done?
Harm reduction is so broad. I mean, Hand Up Health Services that Dean and Ryan are so intimately involved with is a huge piece of that. And having more citizens and people who just want to support and help people, even if they're still actively using, understand that they can get better and give them that kind of hope is important. And it can be done in a lot of ways through things like Hand Up Health Services, you know, through this conversation, through treatment programs, using a philosophy similar to what I described for addiction recovery services, where we don't shame people, you know, as soon as they're having any kind of a problem again, and access to medication, access to clean syringes, whatever form that comes in. Narcan has been a huge piece of harm reduction that people have embraced finally, which, you know, it seems hasn't necessarily decreased the number of overdoses, but lessens the how frequently people die from them if they have access to Narcan within their homes. A big missing gap that I referenced earlier still is what happens when someone has an overdose event and then that space between them getting any kind of service still. So a piece that we've talked about and Ryan and I have been trying to work with some people on is working with the EMS and first responders or police stations even to have a bridge for that person that overdoses to be, you know, checked in with, maybe offered Hand Up Health Services resources or offer treatment resources until they're ready. So just accessing people who are still actively using is a huge part of harm reduction.